So the opportunities presented by the Labour victory in 1964 and his appointment to the Board of Trade in the Cabinet were golden moments. And they are the subject of these diaries, as well as the immediate post-period. And yet, the diaries illustrate his almost immediate political disenchantment, countered by his enormous enthusiasm to put into practice the economic and trade policies he thought right. The diaries over the period show that glad, confident morning waiting, and later in his, waning, and later in his campaigning years after government, a mix of disillusionment with Labour leadership and yet determination to pursue campaigning for what he believed were good policies. Politics was said, of course, by Bismarck to be the art of the possible, and I think how far he was willing or able to compromise and trim or not is illustrated. But I think the emerged picture, as it were, is of a principled politician who was unwilling to abandon, beyond a point, his view of a rational argument, and he was unprepared for the atmosphere of intrigue and distrust in the 64 government, particularly as compared with that of 1945.